Hello?
Hello, is Patricia Waller there?
Speaking.
Good afternoon. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, so I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
You said you were who?
National Opinion Surveys. And my name is Chris.
Okay.
So, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including black or African American, or mixed race?
I'm black.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
Is that a probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
76.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm motivated.
And in the scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, the COVID pandemic, big misses and corporate price gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates?
I said COVID.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0